Visiting today with Rich Nelson of Allendale, the WASD has come down. So did we see any big surprises today?
No, USDA did lower corn and soybean stocks on the U.S. side, which was more or less expected. They have a really tough job in trying to price in the idea of lowered Ukraine and Russian wheat numbers, wheat exports. They also lowered a little bit on corn exports. But the question for us is how much would they give us on the U.S. balance sheet? So, I mean, for today's numbers, you know, a good bump for corn, good bump for soybeans. That was within the trade expectation. But certainly the trade is looking for USDA to have some larger changes on the U.S. balance sheet in the coming weeks here.
Well, I know that Ukraine announced right before we got the WASD an export ban on wheat, corn, and some other grains and livestock. So what is that type of situation going to do to the numbers?
And that will further tighten them. And you know, USDA partially recognized some of the situation here today. Corn exports, they lowered the Ukraine numbers by 6 million tons on this report. Wheat side, down 4 for Ukraine, another 3 for Russia. So they have taken a good step here. And certainly from USDA standpoint, they can't price this in, assuming this will last forever. So they're basically taking a piecemeal approach to, or a step-by-step approach to recognizing what is could be a longer-term situation.
How do you feel like the predictions differed from the report this month?
You know, for the most part, on corn and soybeans, they were within expectations. For the most part, lower numbers on the U.S. balance sheet, as well as for corn and soybeans. You know, wheat numbers, I think the trade was a little surprised by the fact USDA lowered the U.S. wheat export numbers. But keep in mind, we've got consistent U.S. poor sales, even during the face of this Russia-Ukraine issue. So that's a tough bite that the trade had to accept. One small note I will point out is, as far as still in front of us, there are still changes to the Argentine corn and soybean numbers in the future reports. But for the trade's focus, most of the South American argument is now an over and done issue.
Well, with it being planting season and we're still kind of in a drought in several areas of the world, what is that going to do to the numbers going forward?
And that's a great discussion point. So starting next week is the early start to Ukraine's barley planting. And, you know, they're not major producers, but it does turn the focus for us on the feed grain side to this issue. And certainly mid-April is their corn planting issue. So as it stands right now, the trade does not have good confidence either way in what type of planting pace would be seen. There certainly will be a crop planted in Ukraine. Let's be very clear about that. The question is whether it's 10% lower than normal, 20, 30, or maybe even 40% lower than normal. That's our key question here.
So what did the numbers look like for livestock this time?
You know, as far as this goes, a lot of people have focused on the idea of maybe some rising numbers here in the future reports for beef production. That kind of was seen on this report here. As far as USDA's numbers, they added about 125 million pounds to the 2022 beef production forecast. Now, we still have a tight year in front of us. I mean, we're still looking at about a 1.3% year-over-year drop in beef production. So the beef story is still with us, but keep in mind that won't be tightening until later on this year, not right now in the spring-summer period. So USDA reminded the trade that we have ample supplies of beef, at least in the very short term. You know, as far as a hog side, like, I think we're kind of paying attention to this from a production standpoint as well. USDA's numbers also 1.3% lower than last year. And this does kind of disguise something here. Different than the beef side, we're still going to have a shortage in production right now, but the second half of the year is going to be an excess of production. So we have good times in the very short term, which will last for just a few more months.
Well, you've been around the WASD a long time, and I know we can't really predict these black swan events like the Ukraine war and the drought, but when you're looking forward, like these big events happen, what does USDA do to kind of circumvent this?
And USDA does have a tough problem because from their methods, yes, we're all looking for projections, but they can't go more than a month or two ahead of time as far as what a big picture impact would be. And on top of that, they also have to balance the fact of saying, well, we think these export sales should increase on the U.S. side in future weeks. But they have another problem in that, especially for corn, especially for wheat, we don't have evidence of that happening. So the only thing which kind of matches up with expectations is a rising soybean export story. not for corn and not for wheat yet on U.S. sides. They have a tough balancing act to play here.
Absolutely. Well, what can we look for going forward for next month?
You know, as far as these numbers here on the corn and soybeans and wheat side, I think that's a relatively easy story in that we will see on the corn side, certainly some export numbers increasing in future reports. Also, USDA's corn for ethanol increase, only 25 million bushels. There's probably another 25 lined up on next month's report. So that's good news, but not enough to justify these long-term corn prices yet. Soybeans, they will tighten up the balance sheet just a little bit more. We're still ahead of USDA's pace on export sales, even their newly raised export sales pace. On the wheat side here, we'll have some questions. They will be cutting another, taking another hit to Ukraine and Russian export numbers. The question is about the U.S. side because we don't have a lick of good sales there at all. So that's one small question about next year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the cotton numbers. What's moving for cotton?
Well, as far as cotton, I think the trade had been looking at this discussion as far as the their crops being a little concerning issue, especially these higher prices. On the cotton side for this specific report, USDA actually left all of their numbers unchanged from last month. So we're still looking at about 3.5 million bales lined up for this old crop year. Keep in mind, that is still a bit larger than last year's 3.2. So we're still looking at a small increase in cotton numbers for this year, but still quite high prices.
And of course, the cotton folks thinking about, you know, how high the input prices are right now as well.
And that's a very big question here for us. And especially after, you know, we got to consider that sales did drop the plantings did drop in the prior 2 years in a row. We were at 13.7 million acres just 2 years ago. Now we're at 11.2. Now for this spring, will we rebounding to 12? Will we rebounding to 13? So a lot of questions about this high price environment, especially for what's going to be a big user of fertilizer.
There's a lot going on in the world, Rich.
Sure is. And I hate to say it, but these things are not going to get fixed right away. So still a little concerned about this short-term situation, which probably will last for a few more months in front of us.
Well, we look to forward to hearing from you next month to see if anything's changed. Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.